Chapter 59. Truly, the Lord's hand has not become short, so that he is unable to give salvation, and his ear is not shut from hearing, but your sins have come between you and your God, and by your evil doings his face has been veiled from you, so that he will give you no answer. For your hands are unclean with blood, and your fingers with sin, your lips have said false things, and your tongue gives out deceit. No one puts forward an upright cause, or gives a true decision, their hope is in deceit, and their words are false. They are with child with sin, and give birth to evil. They give birth to snakes' eggs, and make spiders' threads. Whoever takes their eggs for food comes to his death, and the egg which is crushed becomes a poison snake. Their twisted threads will not make clothing, and their works will give them nothing for covering themselves. Their works are works of sin, and violent acts are in their hands. Their feet go quickly to evil, and they take delight in the death of the upright. Their thoughts are thoughts of sin, wasting and destruction are in their ways. They have no knowledge of the way of peace, and there is no sense of what is right in their behavior. They have made for themselves ways which are not straight. Whoever goes in them has no knowledge of peace. For this cause our right is far from us, and righteousness does not overtake us. We are looking for light, but there is only the dark, for the shining of the sun, but our way is in the night. We go on our way, like blind men feeling for the wall, even like those who have no eyes. We are running against things in daylight as if it was evening, our place is in the dark like dead men. We make noises of grief, like bears, and sad sounds like doves. We are looking for our right, but it is not there, for salvation, but it is far from us. For our evil doings are increased before you, and our sins give witness against us, for our evil doings are with us, and we have knowledge of our sins. We have gone against the Lord, and been false to him, turning away from our God. Our words have been uncontrolled, and in our hearts are thoughts of deceit. And the right is turned back, and righteousness is far away, for good faith is not to be seen in the public places, and upright behavior may not come into the town. Yes, faith is gone, and he whose heart is turned from evil came into the power of the cruel, and the Lord saw it, and he was angry that there was no one to take up their cause. And he saw that there was no man, and was surprised that there was no one to take up their cause, so his arm gave salvation, and he made righteousness his support. Yes, he put on righteousness as a breastplate, and salvation as a headdress, and he put on punishment as clothing, and wrath as a robe. He will give them the right reward of their doings, wrath to his attackers, punishment to his haters, and even on the sea lands he will send punishment. So they will see the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the east, for he will come like a rushing stream, forced on by a wind of the Lord. And as a savior he will come to Zion, turning away sin from Jacob, says the Lord. And as for me, this is my agreement with them, says the Lord, my spirit which is on you, and my words which I have put in your mouth, will not go away from your mouth, or from the mouth of your seed, or from the mouth of your seed's seed, says the Lord, from now and forever.